Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
That I could do things my own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hi everyone, it's Carly. I'm back from vacation, back from being sick, and you know, tonight we are going to talk about all of Laidlaw Radio's and my General Hospital Fan Club weekend. It was crazy. It was fun. You know, our trip to Ryan Allset. You know, everything about that. Before I bring everyone on, I have a couple of rants I want to go through. Oh, by the way, the Sabum is not working for me. people, I'm sorry, but on my end, I just cannot get a booking. But if you can get a UN booking, that would be lovely. I'm sorry about it. Blog Talk is a pain in my ass. So, I have a couple of rants before we talk about Fan Club Weekend, because it's my show, and I can have rants, and if anyone doesn't like my rants, I don't care at this point. Okay, so my first rant is for The View. Okay, I will never be happy that Elizabeth Hasselbeck was fired and let go in the style she was. That was wrong. Everything about that was wrong. Everything about that, no going away party. Come on, people. But, you know, you can't have a party for Zoe Behar and a proper send-off. Okay, America, who do you think you are? Oh, the public is not going to notice your favoritism? I do, and I think it's wrong. And I think Bubba Walters, you're a goddamn liar. Excuse my friends. But I'm done, Bubba Walters. You lied and said, oh, Elizabeth is safe. Elizabeth is not going anywhere, blah, blah, blah. You know what, Bubba Walters? You need to go somewhere. And it's a hot place because you just need to go. Your time is up. You're 80, you know, 4 or 5 or whatever years old. Get out of the news business and just go and never come back because we are sick of you. We are sick of Bubba Walters. So say bye, 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 Bubba Walters. Okay. Now I feel better. And besides, she lied about the soap. She lied that Brian Fonz was crying in his office. Yeah, Brian Fonz made a, All My Children and One Life to Live, you know, go away. Okay, that was one of my nice little rants. Okay, my other rant, I've been saving this for a while, people. So brace yourself, get a glass of wine, get whatever makes you happy. Because this rant is, you know, a good one. And it's going to be, you know, probably my best yet or my best ever. And, so my other rant for tonight, before we talk about Fan Club Weekend and our trip to Y&R and everything, I may have a 90 minute show because of my voice and my cough, But my other rant of the day is, why not, people? Besides, I love going to your set. It was beautiful. We will talk more about that later. Okay, people. Do you really have to do that at first? Do you have to do that in the way you did it? And, you know, I want Sarah Newman to pay. I want a steak, Sarah Newman at the steak. Or something. She deserves it. She puts her down the stairs. I don't care how you looked at it. That could have been murder. That could have been murder one. But she's not dead. But, you know, I'm done, people. I'm done with I will never like Sarah Newman. No matter how whatever people say or do, I will never like Sarah Newman. She's worse than Sarah McCall right now in my eyes. And that, you know, not saying that a lot of people, Sarah Newman is my worst, you know, I hate her. I don't like her. And, you know, Sam McCall right now is looking better in my eyes, okay, people? You know, that is a very sad day in the suburb for Carly when it's not going well. And people, come on. You know, they need to win the Sarah Stafford exit battle, and I just feel like they did not do a good job, and, you know, I was not happy, and I did hope in the future, Sarah Stafford will, come back and, you know, be back on Y&O. We love Fierce. We need Fierce back on the show. And, you know, that would be lovely, having my Michelle Stafford Fierce Newman, you know, a thing. Okay, so I'm going to bring on Ladies on Radio. Hello.
Hello.
How did you like my little rants?
Well, I always find your rants very amusing, but I want you to know, and other people out there who may be huge Barbara fans, that you probably offended some Barbara Walters fans, as well, of course, Barbara herself, if she's ever listening to the show, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I was like, wow. That might offend some people.
No,
but that's
you
okay.
Know what?
That's you. That's your opinion.
She lied to her fans for a long time. And so I'm just not happy with the way she's done everything, and so I just thought America needs to know that, you know, Barbara Walters should not be trusted.
But, you know,
my Sarah Newman, you know, was a long time coming. Even you knew it was a long time coming. You know, after what they did to Phyllis, you knew it was going to happen. You knew the moment that Sarah Newman did that appearance on the stairway of our thing. You know, she caused a brain injury. I mean, come on. Who does that? You know? Who? You know, did you look from you and about my album? Are you getting anything?
I have not looked yet. I'm still loading up my computer in a moment.
Okay.
So I will see how that looks in a moment. But if anyone else wants to tweet us and let us know if they're in the chat room and they're seeing the chat room, that would be helpful.
Yeah. And we have 731 on mail and 904 on mail. Welcome.
Hello, it's me. It's Celia.
Hi.
Hey, Celia.
Hey.
I am so glad you called in.
I am too. My computer's been all messed up. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to talk to Christy. I have to tell her. So I sent her stuff, her money. I sent it today this afternoon. I had to go to like 3 post
offices. I know. Thank you.
What you talking at 4 o'clock on Friday?
And I'm sorry if my rant offended you about Barbara Walters. I just kind of let it rip, and, you know, I got kind of mad, and having called me mad is not a good thing.
No, I kind of came into the middle of it. I was doing stuff.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. My feet hurt.
So, we have to talk about fan club again before my voice gives out and my cough comes back. Because I've been so sick. It's not funny. I'm not good with being sick at all. I just want to get this cough, like, gone and never happen, because the cough of all coughs is not a good thing, but, yeah, okay, well, I will start with, my little fan club weekend diary that, you know, I wanted to tell people, first of all, people, never, only if you need to, but don't go to the Burbank Airport, for the love of God. Just don't. Because, you know, that airport is freaky. I'm still having traumatic about it. You know, it's this airport that no one tells you about. That they don't put you right to the gate. No. They pull up to the tarmac, and you walk down this stupid little ramp. And That's how you come into boobing. Okay? And
yeah, can I just say that when we got off the plane, like, I went through Phoenix because I'm farther away from California than Carly is. And so I flew from Chicago to Phoenix, which also does their ramps where you exit, like, outside, like, literally outside the building. And I feel like I'm coming off the plane and I have to go down those mobile little stairs they attach to the plane. And I feel like I have to be, like, Richard Nixon and throw out the peace sign or something. Like, it feels weird doing that. So that was strange. And then I had to do that again when I arrived in Burbank. So that was weird to, like, go outside to board your plane and then go outside again to exit your plane and then walk into a building. That was weird. It always feels really strange when airports do that.
Yeah, and it's an outside airport, you guys. It's weird. It's, you know, it's really weird. And, I mean, it's, you know, it's, I mean, you know, I mean, it's nice, but it's weird. So, you know, just some people, you know, FYI, if you like open-ended airports, that, you know, yeah, go to Burbank. But my recommendation, Carly's recommendation, no, go to Burbank. So, Thursday was kind of a nice day, I mean, because we got the hotel room, and, well, it wasn't so nice, because the hotel that we were staying at, you know, you think most hotels would let you check-in early, or, you know, whatever, you know? You know, you're just flying in. All you really want to do is go your hotel room and check in and relax. And, well, they said, oh, well, we can't do that until 3 o'clock. And it was like 1 o'clock. And so then we had to go to Target, and we ate there, and we got back in time for the boutique they had of our general hospital items. But we got there and they were really closing, so a lot of the stuff, you know, a lot of the stuff were not really there, let's say, and, you know, it was this, you know, it was crazy. It was really crazy to have it that way. And, you know, we finally get in our rooms at 3. But let me tell you, you know, I feel the hotel that we stayed at lied. You know, if we got there 2 days ago, we would have a refrigerator. And they go, yeah, you have a refrigerator. We got there. And they go, oh, if you got there 2 days ago, you will have a refrigerator. And there are so many steps, you know, around it. And no one knew they remodeled. And there were a lot of steps. And it's a lot of rain to happen. And, you know, and then, you know, when we finally go to our rooms, okay, you know, I don't want to, yeah, I do want to say things bad about the hotel. Okay, our room, it was more like a Motel 6, and I don't have anything against Motel 6 people, but when you promise things in your brochure about, oh, how nice it is, and how great it is, and everything, and you go, and it's not that great, and, you know, you don't even have a microwave in there, you know, and,
yep.
You know, no refrigerator.
The hotel we stayed in Chattanooga, you had to pay $10 extra to get the refrigerator and microwave.
And how much were they charging you a night?
We stay at the Laquita Inn, or however you say it. Yeah.
La Quinta. I'd stay there a lot.
Yeah. I mean, they were nice. They were nice rooms. Don't get me wrong. But me and my friend were laughing because we're like, when have you ever had to pay for a microwave in a in a refrigerator? I thought they were you know, required in rooms. It was kind of funny. It was like, I've been had to, you know, pay for a refrigerator or extra for a refrigerator and microwave in 20 years.
That's so weird. They did that. That's so weird. I've been at, like, I really do actually stay at La Quinta's a lot. So I've only had a couple bad experiences with La Quinta's. But for the most part, they're usually pretty good with having a fridge and a microwave in the room. So paying extra for that, that's
that
really unusual.
I think it was just that one.
Yeah.
So.
I've had one. I actually had a couple of Quintas now. There's one in Milwaukee. I think it's like northwest Milwaukee. Not the best neighborhood. Do not stay there because my dad pretty much got, like, begged for money at a gas station right by the hotel and had to give this guy, like, $2 so he would leave him alone. Not the best neighborhood. So
we had
so
that happen. We had that happen once when we went to Little Rock. My dad, like, he does, you know, he books it online or whatever, calls in, you know,
right,
and reserves it. And we got there, and he's like, nope, we're going to go find another one. So we found another hotel.
Oh, like, wow, no. You didn't even stay there. Like, we stayed one night, and my dad's like, yeah, we're moving.
So my dad saw it, and he's like, no. He, like, went in there and was like, no. And walked back out, and he's like, we're going to go find another room. Or, no, their hotel. I was like, okay. Whatever.
Right.
Oh.
Well, anyway, for me and Carly at the Sportsman Lodge in Studio City, we tweeted them, and they actually have a Twitter page, and they said, oh, yeah, we're ADA compliant and all this stuff, and we replaced the handrails during FanCon weekend. Okay.
No, they're not.
They did not have any handrails. That is a lie. We walked in there. There's three. When you walk in the front door, there's three steps to go down into the lobby, and you have no handrail, so you have to hold on to the wall if you need assistance. Second thing, there's three stairs that go up into this hallway leading to the pool, and then there's a hallway where our room was. No handrails. So that's bullshit. I don't see how they're ADA compliant at all because
they are.
Like, seriously, there was two people who fell while we stayed there that Carly's mom saw, and no hotel staff went and helped to get them back up. There was other people who were nice enough to come, who were guests at the hotel, to help that person back up from the floor. That's how bad it is. The overall, the hotel is a freaking liability. So anyway, I know I've tweeted it out, but some of you might not realize, but I tweeted out a link a while ago. But if you go to TripAdvisor.com and you look up Sportsman Lodge in Studio City, well, it says Los Angeles, California, because it is within the Los Angeles area. So just look it up. It's called Disappointed and Overpriced, and that's my review. And I literally list it, like, point by point, what the hotel needs to improve on and the only nice things about the hotel. And there was much less of that than there was of the disadvantages of the hotel. So it's very detailed, and you guys should read it if you intend to stay at Sportsman Lodge for Fan Club Weekend next year, because I don't plan on going next year, and if I even go again next year or any other year, I'm not staying at Sportsman Lodge. I'll just tell you that right now. I'm not staying there. I'd rather stay at Super 8. So just so you guys are aware and have all the information, I mean, of course, that's just my opinion, and I've been told they are doing a complete overhaul for years, but they've really started the remodeling process, and they just really didn't have their act together when all those people from General Hospital Fan Club Weekend stayed there. So just so you guys know and are aware, even if you don't go there for General Hospital Fan Club Weekend, not the greatest place to stay. They say they're a luxury hotel, like a 4 or 5-star hotel. They're more like a 2.5 to a 3-star, in my opinion. So just would not stay there. Honestly, would not stay there.
No.
So, that's my opinion.
And Rebecca's event, let me tell you, was fun. Rebecca's event was so much fun. Scott Reeves was there, and it was fun, and you got to ask good questions if you wasn't a shy idiot, meaning me. I got shy, I don't know why. But, you know, Ladies on Radio was not shy at all.
I'm probably a little bit too outspoken for my own good, but yeah.
And, I mean, their event was fun, and meeting Scott and Becky was just so much fun. And, you know, there are a few surprises coming up on the show. I can't reveal them now, but, you know, people are going to be happy with me. But, you know, we love Becky. Becky is awesome. Becky is great. Becky is everything you wanted to, you think she should be. And she was. And she's so nice.
Down to earth.
She's a class act. She really is. So, I really appreciate her. And you guys know I've tried to get her on my show for like 4 years. And she literally agreed to come on with Steve last year, and then things fell through because I guess he wasn't sure for sure whether or not he was moving to Tennessee, and then it happened, and then he went to YNR, so then things just got crazy. So anyway, she is going to be on my show next week. I'm very excited. I'm not having the show tonight, but I'm going to come back next week with my 4-year anniversary show. And Becky, I met her, and she was so nice, and she literally just scheduled it right there on her phone. She literally whipped out her iPhone and just scheduled it. So
yeah,
she will be on
that
the
was
show
awesome.
Next week for 30 minutes. She's going to be on there for 30 minutes, so I'm not going to try to ask a lot of questions because I know you guys probably want to talk to her too. So I'll just ask a question or two, and Carly will ask a question or two, and then we'll get you guys on the air, and you can talk to Becky next week. So, yay.
But Becky's event went to, like, 1 or 2 in the morning,
and
we got back,
yeah,
like, at 1:30, and we had to wake up the next day to go the set of Young and the Restless. You know, only for those people I will wake up early because, you know, we had to be there at 10:30. I'm not a morning person at all. And it was unbelievable, people. Let me tell you, it was unbelievable. You know, they showed us around, you know, we got to take a picture by the Price is Right wheel, which I loved, loved, loved. And
yes, because I actually filmed Price is Right in the same building as Young and the Restless, which is awesome.
Yeah. And so we did that, and then they took us to the dressing room, and that was awesome. You know, I call it the little playground of clothes because there was so much clothes. Yeah, people, I tried to steal a t-shirt of Christoph St. John, but I didn't. But what he's wearing the next couple of weeks looked awesome. What Dylan's wearing in the next couple of weeks looked awesome. I was paying attention, not to so much detail. But it was cool. I mean, it was cool to see well, you know, the clothes were, and that was awesome, and that was just, you know, really cool.
I specifically asked where Steve Burns' wardrobe was because I just wanted to know what it looked like, considering he did wear a lot of black shirts on GH, and they specifically don't really put him in black shirts a lot on YNR because of his wardrobe on GH, so he literally had, like, 2 black shirts in his whole entire wardrobe, and there was a lot of, like, different colored T-shirts that he wears in the summer, and I think a few, like, button-up shirts and, like, you know, some jeans and pants and stuff. So he definitely has a lot more colorful wardrobe on Weiner's. I'm sure you guys can tell if you watch the show. I don't watch Weiner, but I've seen some of the stuff he's been in. But just so you know, he has a lot more color in his wardrobe than black, which is great.
Well, and then, you know, then we got to, you know, go on the set. As we were walking on the set, we ran into Melissa Claire Egan, and I nearly screamed, but you have to be quiet. So for, you know, me to be quiet, you know, because I love...
That was probably really hard for you, because I could tell you probably just wanted to scream and jump for joy, and I'm like, Carly, you have to be quiet. People are working. This is their job.
I'd be more excited over maybe Melissa than Steve. I saw that picture, I'd be like, oh, hi, Steve. Melissa! I love Melissa.
So,
I have loved her since Crazy Aunt, you know, Annie. Like, everybody was so mad at her when she turned, like, crazy. I'm like, I love you.
So, you know, we go on the set, and we cannot tell you everything about this set. But, you know, we got, you know, we got to see some very interesting things coming up. I can tell you things are going to be rocking in Thunder City. And, I mean, I did see Avery taping, Celestine taping, Dylan, who played Steve Burton, taping.
Yes.
So,
Deeper.
You know, and we got to talk
to Dylan, not the other way around.
Yeah, and we got to talk to Steve for a minute there, and I got to say hi to Chris LeBlanc, who played Michael, which was awesome, and Zossima Moore. I really wanted to talk more to Jessica Collins, but she was like, getting ready to do a scene, so I couldn't, so this was heartbreaking for me, because I love Avery, I love her, I don't care what anyone says, I love her, and so then, as we are walking out, to go down the elevator, we got to ride in with Melissa Claire Egan, again. So, Carly was happy. Carly was just on cloud nine because I love her. I love Melissa Claire Egan. And it was awesome. And as we were walking to the door, who do we run into? Mr. Steve Burton. Now, I could have died. I could have really died. Here, what I think is Zenith City next to a super couple. I love them. I don't want the light to come out. I don't care if the light ever comes out. I'm a Dylan and Cersei fan for life. But we got to talk to them. We got to take pictures with them. They were really, really sweet. They were really
well,
nice.
They were literally walking out the door because they were done with their day of work. And I was like, okay, this is our last chance to get pictures at all. So I asked, and they were gracious and lovely enough to take pictures with us in the main hallway when you enter the building, which is lovely because they have all of these cast photos from, like, Weiner from through the years of all the cast from, like, the 60s and 70s and so on and so on. So it's really amazing. So, yes, we got to take pictures with them, and I know the lighting wasn't the best, but, hey, you got a picture with Melissa Claire Egan and Steve Burton, who play a couple on the show, Dylan and Chelsea, which I know everyone who tweeted me was, like, flipping out about that I met Dylan and Chelsea. I'm like, yeah.
I love them. I think they all – they are my new favorite couple on Y&L. So we leave Y&L, and – as we were leaving, Eric Braden walks in, and, you know, I'm, like, speechless, but I'm, like, you know, and I know he was going to work, and I know this, but I'm, like, you know, wanting to scream at the top of my lungs, get over here, because I really want to do an interview with him, but people, it did not happen. He said hi to us, and then he left. It was very heartbreaking for Carly. And then, you know, when we left Lionel, okay, this is where the story tunes kind of good, kind of bad. Now, Leighton's greatest idea of her life, and I'm being sarcastic with that, is let's go to Johnny Walkers, which I think it, at that moment was a good place, was a good thing. We ate lunch, but I'm telling you, about, 35 minutes after we ate, I got food poisoning. That's all I'm going to say about that one. But I couldn't go to Laura's event, people. I couldn't go to Laura's event. I was heartbroken.
But she did send you a sign. But she had a sign.
I need that sign.
I know.
I saw the picture.
I know, but... I really wanted, I mean, out of everyone's, event, I really wanted to, go to Laura's because, everyone knows how much I love Laura, I'm obsessed with Laura, and whatever. But, I couldn't, I was sick. So, Saturday morning, we have the main cast event, which was
okay,
awesome.
Okay, hold on. Let's back up a little bit, because people probably want to hear how the Laura event went. And I went in Carly's honor, because, yes, she was awesome enough to help me pay for my ticket. And I went, and I drank wine for you. And I brought my sparkling
water.
I'd
be happy
because her wine... Sorry, what was that, Cecilia?
I said, I'll drink wine. I'd be happy to.
Oh,
I'm a wine drinker, though, so.
Oh, I love wine, but see, the thing about her wine is it's really strong, and I feel like I'm getting drunk off of one little tiny, glass of wine. It's this is ridiculous. So that happened last year. So I knew this year, okay, I'm going to bring sparkling water or orange juice or something to mix it with. So I did that, and that was good. And so I tweeted out, a couple pictures and comments about what people talked about. I tried to get her to answer a question of mine, but it was really hard. There was a huge room full of people. It was hard. Jimmy D, who plays Race, Cobus Jr., was there for a few minutes in the beginning. And he asked Laura what her favorite actress was to work with, over the years. Because, she's done so many soaps, Loving. And what other soaps has she done besides Loving and GH?
Guiding Light.
Guiding Light. Right, Guiding Light. So,
was she on The City? I think she's on The City, too.
Yeah. So she worked with Kim Zimmerman, and she said that was her favorite actress, really, to work with because it helped her grow as an actress and made her want to upper game and, be better. And she said, if you can work with Kim in a scene, on the soap opera, you can do anything because, she's really good, I guess. So, that's what she said. That's, the one big thing I remember saying. Okay. And then there was just two lovely ladies at my table who suggested to me when I told them Carly was sick with food poisoning, you should make a sign. I made a sign for my friend that said, hi, whatever my friend's name is, and have the actor hold it up, and then I take a picture of them. So I'm like, oh, that's perfect. So, yes, I was the one who made the sign for Carly, said, hi, Carly, feel better soon, love you. And that's what I had Laura hold up, and she was being told the whole kind of quick recap of Carly getting food poisoning, and she made that sad face, and that was, the cutest picture ever. So, yes. I made that sign for Carly, and it was really nice meeting Laura. She was really, of course, amazing, as she always is. She was last year. I got to meet her last year, too, at GHSCW, and she made this little cute video for Carly. And so Laura Wright's amazing. She's awesome. She's a riot. Everyone was laughing at, the stuff she would say. She said about her character and everything. So she's great. Definitely
she's
a great
so
event.
Cool.
I wish you would have been there, Carly, because it was awesome. You would have loved it. You would have loved everything she said about Carly.
Well, yeah, and, I would not mind drinking the wine, but I was sick, people. Lesson learned. Yeah, yeah, they're the big lesson, but I'm not saying what the lesson is. But so Saturday morning was the big main cast event. And, you know, waking up that early was challenging. You know, I'm like, okay, one more minute. We are both not morning people. And we go, and, I mean, it was cool. I mean, the room is so big, and, you know, it's, you know, and there are things for you to bid on, and there's a lot of auction stuff, and, you know, come on, people. You need thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to really bid on something to win. That's my little complaint. Because, you know, I would have been on more, but really, was I really going to win it? No. So what's the point in bidding if I'm not going to win it? You know? So then the luncheon started, and Bradford was the, he was, what would you call it, like, he was taking the questions for people, and
yes,
I couldn't think
of him. Like, the MC, like, the person who was running out of the audience to every table and taking people's questions.
I could have fainted. I could have fainted because, not funny, I could have fainted people because they thought I had a couple of questions, and then I had a question for a little while because I couldn't think. You know, I almost said right there, Bradford, yeah, go run away with me. But I didn't, people, but that's why I asked Laura. I don't remember why I asked Laura right now, but, you know, the luncheon was nice. I mean, being that close to Bradford was, like, good, but bad because, you know, I could literally touch them and not do anything, which was, you know, bad. And the luncheon, okay, let me say this about the luncheon. You know, we borrowed tickets, you know, at a good time, and we were all the way in the back. And if you ask me, I think we should have been, you know, up more, but that's just my opinion. And the luncheon food, I would grade it on 1 to 10. I would give it like a 5. Yes, I'm being really snobby, but, you know, I give it a 5. And then after the luncheon, they tell people, we are going to excuse you by numbers, and then you can go meet the stars and everything. Okay, do people really listen to that?
No.
No.
Oh, there's
Mickey Mouse. So, you know, it's like a running thing, and I, you know, my first stop was Bradford because, you know, I just wanted to see him first, and, you know, he was so sweet, so nice, you know, everything. And then I went over to Emmy Ryland, who played Lulu, so sweet, so nice. You know, surprises there too. And then I got to meet Laura. And let me tell you, I was so happy. I got to take a picture. We talked for a while. She's coming back on the show, probably in the fall. So I'm the fall or November. You know, we just want to get through the summertime because she likes spending the summertime with her kids, which is, you know, understandable, and the line was so bad. I was just really picking who had the shortest line at that moment. So I got to meet Magic Milo, people, and my first line was, yeah, can you just strip right here, because we really need to see Magic Milo into the phone. Like, I went on my end taking him out. Yeah, he almost did it, but security stopped him. So, you know, I tried people. I tried for the lady down there to take a picture of that, but, you know, that did not work. And then I went to Sadhu, who plays Michael. That was awesome. Yeah, I tried to get in Kristen Alderson's line, but her line was so jam-packed. I'm like, okay, this is not going to happen.
She's popular.
And, I don't have patience.
Say hi.
To like stand in line for like ever. And then, I was going, Zonza Yoke. That was fun, meeting Mac. And I hope his wrist is feeling better because he just had an operation on his wrist. So I hope he's feeling better. And I got to meet Haley. Love Haley. She's been on the show a couple of times. I didn't get to meet Jimmy. I was mad that I didn't meet
Jimmy. That's weird.
Because
they were at the same table when I went up there. They were literally sitting right next to each other. It was like a two for one. One line for both of you.
No, by the time I came in that line, Jimmy was gone.
Oh, bummer.
I know. So
had to prioritize who you wanted to see first. It was really hard to prioritize because I miss Jason Thompson. I miss Brandon and Kristen. And, well, Laura, I didn't care about so much because I had already met her the night before, but you hadn't, so, of course, you were going to go in her line. And I missed Teresa, but I saw her at the girls' night in. But I missed Jason Thompson and Bradford, and I was so bummed. But I saw Bradford at girls' night in. I just wished Jason Thompson.
Seriously, Jason Thompson pops up. Oh, the top four. He pops everybody.
I try going Jason Thompson line. And the line was cut off. So I'm like,
yes, the line was cut off for me, too. I got there literally, like, probably a few minutes after they cut it off. And I'm like, you can't make an exception. Like, I have a radio show. Like, I was trying to, you know, pull my weight anyway.
Oh,
I
pulled that call, too.
No. Yeah.
And
I'm like,
the coolest thing about that day for me, I think, when Leighton and I got to meet Mooney Spinard. Okay, that was exciting. I loved it. Yeah, we got 2 minutes for them. So we could never tell them about our radio show, which was, you know, I was mad because I really want him to know. And I want Sunny to come on. And I want Moore to come on. And I want Moore to talk to me. I want Moore to sleep with me. And we all...
I didn't get to see Moore either. You mean you literally have to have your cards, like, ready in hand? It's so hard because you're so, like, in a state of frenzy and chaos in that room.
Yeah.
Literally with all those people trying to go from line to line to line as fast as you can. And you literally have to, like, try to remember everything that you're supposed to bring for them to sign, everything you need to say. And there were so many people who were like,
crazy.
Tell this person this and tell this person this. And I'm like, I can barely remember what I need to have them sign, let alone have my own thoughts straight in my head. So I apologize to anyone who wants to, like, get a shout-out to Jen Lilly or whoever, because it was literally insane on Saturday and Sunday. It was the most insane chaos
and then,
you'll ever experience in your life.
And then, you know,
because
they closed down at, like, around 4, but I want to give a shout-out to Lynn Herring, who stayed. She was, like, I think the last star to leave, and she stayed, and Leighton and I got a meal, and she's so nice, she's so cool, and she's coming back on, and she was so sweet.
Yeah.
She was, like, the sweet, she is so sweet, she didn't disappoint, And then after, you know, do you meet anyone else while I was going? I mean, you and I met different people, so.
I met Ian and Finola. I missed Emma Sams. I missed Ken Schreiner, which was a bummer. We met Jackie Zeman together. Who else for the main cast event? Lindsay Leatherman I got to meet because I went to her line second. That was for the past cast event, not the main cast. You really did have to prioritize. I'm serious. We met Maurice together. Who else did we meet? I missed Bradford. Kristen and Chad I met at the very end because I got them before they left the room. But I took pictures with them separately, not together. They were both kind of busy with other things and other fans. God, I missed Becky, too, on the main cast day, except that she was leaving and I got to hug her and say, you know, a quick word or two to her, but that was it because I thought she would stay, like, the entire time, and she didn't. So, but she did leave. I mean, she did stay there quite a long time. I just missed her line because it was getting cut off, I think. You told me it was getting cut off when I asked you about it. And that was when I was in the line trying to get for Jason Thompson. I met Emmy Ryland, who actually made it to the Girls' Night In event, too. If I knew she was going to Girls' Night In, I probably would have chosen another line to get into, but that's okay. She's a lovely person.
Sometimes they just show up.
Oh, and I got to meet Britt.
Oh, good, because I forgot to meet her. I forgot to meet her, so, yeah, I'm glad you got to meet her.
Yeah, and
how
she says it's coming
cool?
on, so.
Oh,
but, you
cool.
know, the trouble with the main cast event, there were so many people, and, you know, I was going to go in Becky's line, too, even though we saw her on Thursday, and they cut the line off. So, you know, which was sad, but, you know, because I wanted to say hi. And tell her I hope she feels better because she has laryngitis. But we couldn't get to her line. And so it's really, if anyone ever goes to Fan Club Weekend, because I don't know, I mean, you guys, it's a very expensive weekend. And
yeah,
it's
$1,000. You're
going to
spend $1,000 at least. Because half
yeah.
of it is just hotel room and flight and air flight alone or events. I mean, all your events, depending on which ones you go to, I mean, that's like $1,000 at least. If you go to, like, a lot of the events, it's like $1,000. I'm serious. It's a lot. Almost every event is like $100. I'm not even kidding. It's anywhere between, like, $70 to, like, $130 or $150. It's crazy.
And the thing is, so, you know, and, you know, I had a really good time with our friend, Elizabeth, right? That we went out for dinner with, right?
Oh, yeah, our friend Elizabeth. We went out to dinner with her at Olive Garden. You wanted
yeah,
to go to Olive Garden.
Yeah, that was
nice. She's awesome.
Except, you know, you forgot your credit card there, but.
Well, whatever. I lost my active link. I know you guys saw that on my Twitter. But yes, I totally lost my active link, which, if people don't know what that is, it's really hard to explain if you're not a Weight Watchers person who explains to you what the active link is. But basically, like, it's a USB, it's got a flash drive, basically. And it comes with a little clip, and you put it in this little clip and clip it to your shirt, and it fell off my shirt somewhere in the main ballroom. And I tried finding it. I tried going to the head waiter and looking in lost and found, and I even went to the hotel front desk and called housekeeping and nothing. So I'm pretty sure someone either swiped it or put it in the trash. So I'm out $40. So... but whatever.
I know, I was hoping they would find it.
I don't think they're ever going to find it. I could call them right now.
Sunday morning.
They'd be like, oh, no.
Sunday morning was fun, but Christy, Gotta go to Zinning Francis event before the. I went over by myself to the past cast event, so you can tell everyone how
right.
Zinning's event was first.
Okay. That was kind of chaos, too. For me, personally, it was chaos. Maybe not for everybody else, but it was chaos for me, personally, because, okay, it costs like $100 to go to the Jeannie Francis event, and I figured, well, it's $100, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Jeannie Francis has never, ever done a fan event, a fan club weekend, or in general that I know of. So I went to her fan event. The only thing is, if you paid last minute to get your ticket, you didn't get breakfast. So I arrived there, and there's two tables who didn't get breakfast. So some people brought their own breakfast. I stupidly didn't buy my own breakfast to bring in. I should have, but I just brought, like, a huge coffee because I needed a Starbucks. So, anyway. It was just kind of a crazy, crazy thing because some of us, at least I know some of them at my table and other tables were kind of mad. People on Twitter told me, well, I'm mad for you because you should pay less because it didn't include graphics. It wasn't up to me. It was up to Sherry Evans, and she said the caterers couldn't be notified last minute about adding more graphics meals, which
I don't buy.
I mean, I don't know how plausible that is. Whatever. I mean, you really have no choice in the matter. It kind of is what it is, and whatever. So there was no graphics for like maybe 20 of us. Maybe 20 people got no graphics. Some people brought their own graphics, like I said. I stupidly didn't bring my own graphics. I should at least eat a banana or something, but I didn't. So I think I was going a little crazy from not having any graphics and being full of coffee and, like, you know, 3 or 4 hours of sleep and basically just running on adrenaline and coffee and craziness. So, anyway, Jeannie comes out and it's very gracious and it's like, oh, hey, everyone, good morning, how's your breakfast? And I stupidly opened my mouth and I apologize to Sherry about this because Sherry is a lovely person and she did do a good job at the fan event. But I stupidly opened my mouth and said, oh, well, some of us didn't get prefix back here. And she was like, oh, because she didn't know. And, you know, Sherry wasn't the happiest person about me saying that, but that's okay. It was my mistake to say anything. And it was probably slightly inappropriate, and nobody else is going to voice that out loud to Jeannie. But I, you know, I'm outspoken, probably too much for my own good, like I said. And I said something about it. And Jeannie, you know, thought it was a joke. When I met her and I apologized for it, she's like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, I thought it was a good joke to start off the event with. Like, she was totally cool about it. She was gracious. She's literally, like, the best person. Like, she's awesome. So she was fine with it. But I did have to literally wait, like, 3 hours to meet Jeannie Francis because they said it was going to end at 11 when the past cast event started. So while I was waiting for Jeannie Francis, which only had, like, a half an hour Q&A, and I literally didn't ask any questions because the event organizer was mad at me, so I'm like, I'm not going to ask any questions now. So I literally waited like 3 hours, and they said, oh, yeah, we'll be out here by 11. We'll be out of here by 11. I didn't get out till 11:45, so I literally was going back and forth between the past cast event and Jeannie's event. So I checked in for that, and then they opened the doors around like 10 in the morning for the past cast event. So I started going in there, like, bought pictures, bought raffle tickets, whatever. And then they were going to serve lunch. I still hadn't been Jeannie yet. I'm, like, starving. So I literally go and get my salad from the main ballroom and take it down to the Jeannie Francis room because I'm starving, okay? So I literally have to explain this to security on my way out because they're literally not going to let me go with the salad. And I'm like, okay, excuse me. I paid for my past cast event. I paid for Jeannie Francis' event. I've had no breakfast. So you're going to have to let me go with this salad, okay? So thank you, security guy, for letting me go with my salad, okay? So that's what happened. I ate my salad while I waited for Jeannie. And then I finally, like, I'm literally going back and forth between two rooms like a crazy person for like 3 hours. This is literally how it was. During those crazy 3 hours, I get amazing pictures of Jimmy and Haley out in the hallway, which some of you guys have seen on Twitter. Amazing pictures that I took in the hallway. Thank you. I am the one who asked them to pose together, take pictures. Yes, that was me. Thank you, Jimmy and Haley. You are awesome. So that was good. And then I finally met Jeannie, and I apologized for my inappropriate comment at the beginning of the event. And she was so gracious. Like, she was so amazing, guys. Like, you... Seriously, if you ever meet Jeannie Francis and you pay $100 to meet Jeannie Francis, it's literally worth $100 for like 2 minutes that I got to spend with Jeannie Francis. So she's great. She signed my cast photo. The only thing was she could only sign one picture and one personal item and then one picture with her, which I was lucky enough to get two. And then some when they tested my phone, they took a picture of her signing my cast photo, which is really lovely. So... that's how I got that stuff. So thank you to the event organizers and the person who was in charge of taking pictures of everyone with Jeannie, because that was great. They had great pictures. So she was just a lovely person, and I apologize. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm running out of coffee, adrenaline, and like 4 hours of sleep. And she's like, oh, honey, you should get some rest. I'm like, get some rest. And I'm like, I can't. I have to go to the cast event. Then I have girls let it in later and all this stuff. And she's like, well, get some rest. Get a nap whenever you can. Like, get some rest. Like, she's so motherly. Like, she's very much a mother. So, Jeannie Francis, like, if I ever get to speak to that woman again in my life, I'm going to say thank you. Because, like, she was the most gracious, amazing person, like, ever.
I'm jealous.
So,
I am so jealous.
I love Jeannie Francis.
You know what I mean?
I did. And then... I told my dad, and he has no idea who Jeannie Francis is. He has no idea who Luke and Laura are. I'm like, are you living under a rock? Everyone has heard of Luke and Laura. Anyway, so my mom's heard of Luke and Laura, though. She used to watch General Hospital in the early 90s when Robin was like a little girl. So she knew who Luke and Laura were. And then I met Jeannie Francis. And then I showed her the picture of us by the Price is Right wheel and all this stuff. And I'm thinking she's going to be like totally jealous and excited for me, right? She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, that's a really crappy reaction, Mom. Like, okay, you're just going to say okay, fine. So anyway, I was very happy to meet Jeannie Francis. And then I get to the past cast event just in time for them to walk into the room after the lunch, which was not that great, right, Carly? Not that great. Of a
no.
Lunch, per se.
No, it wasn't. It was... The day before, the food was so much better. I'm sorry, it was. In my opinion,
yeah.
Maybe, you
well,
know.
At least they left the lunch there for me. Because I literally left a note on the table and told people who were sitting at my table, like, please leave me a lunch. I'm at the Jeannie Francis event. Like, that's literally what I had to do.
So then the luncheon went long, though. It went over a little longer than I thought it was going to. Like, didn't you?
Yeah.
And so, once again, I took them from the day before to prototype. But, you know, I didn't know a lot of, like, they had, like, older cast from, like, 40 years ago. So I didn't Yeah. But so
yeah,
I didn't
know, like, half those people. I really didn't. I'm sorry. I apologize to any of the GH fans of my not knowing people. But I haven't been watching the show for 50 years. I've been watching the show for about 7. So I don't know everybody.
Yeah, I've been watching him for almost 30 or 25. So, but I, you know, once again, it was really hard to, you know, because once again, they said, oh, don't go in the lines, wait. Well, no one waited again. So to get in any line, it was hard. It was really hard. But I got to say, I love meeting Molly Cruz. That was awesome. I love you, Ned, Justin. I love you. I don't care if you're on Days of Alive. I love seeing you on mail. He was so sweet. He was so nice. It was just unbelievable. He was sweet. And Jack and Zeman, Lazon and I, God, I mean, she was really sweet.
Yeah.
And, you know, meeting the old cast event was fun. I got Sissy and Preston, X-Faith. She was so sweet, so nice. And,
I seriously
didn't
know who she was until after I met her. I'm serious. I go in Cynthia Preston's line because she's literally one of the only people who stayed for a really long time to meet everybody. I go in her line, which was like nothing at the time, pretty much. There's like one person in front of me. I meet her. She's super nice, super lovely lady.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she played Faith Roscoe until I looked at her sign after we got the picture and autograph taken care of and everything. And I was about to walk out of her line. Then I look on the wall, and I'm like, Faith Roscoe. Oh, my God. That bitch pushed Liz down the stairs. That literally went through my mind. But, of course, no offense to Cynthia. I mean, it's her character who pushed Liz down the stairs, not her, per se. But, you know, I was just like, oh, my God. I mean, about Faith Roscoe. I don't know a lot about Faith Roscoe, just the things I've seen from the liaison clips on my DVDs. But, yeah, that was kind of funny. I didn't know who she was.
Well, and, you know, it was, for me, it was really, you know, nice because, you know, everyone was just, you know, so nice. And, you know, I tried to go in with Chris Line. Well, once again, they cut off people. They were cutting things off way too early.
Yep.
And I didn't
get
anything done early because he left with, you know, I was kind of sad about it. But you got to, so.
That's sad.
So, you know, if I ever go again, I'm going to really prioritize and, you know. But,
You really do have to prioritize, no joke.
So, they long stayed for a while and.
Nice.
And so I left one too with my mom. Mom, I love you. You were great that weekend. But we went to this place called Zeri's Restaurant in Daly. And it's like right up the street from the hotel. Okay, I will rave about that food until I die. I love the panini sandwich I had. It was the best panini sandwich I've ever had in my life. It was so good. And then, you know, we went back to the hotel and I had, I'd say like an hour before Bradford and Brandon's event. And so, you know, I read a book. I tried falling asleep for an hour, but it didn't work. And then I went to Bradford's event and Brandon and Bradford, and if I would have known they were serving food, Anna, I would never have had that panini a long time, but, you know, the panini was worth it. So I didn't really eat there, and they had a bunch of games we were playing. They were playing charades. People were asking them questions. Okay, so it turned about 8:20, and you know, the good night out event that Layton and I were going to start at 9, and I didn't want to be late. And so, you know, you think Carly could have been, like, calm, collective. No, because I wanted to see Bradford again, and I never got to meet Brandon. And so I had to leave, and I asked, you know, Debbie, you know, do you think the good night out people could just go ahead of everyone. She goes, no, I can't do that. I got in trouble last night. And, you know, I could have really gone hurricane. I really could have gone hurricane Carly on her. I mean, I went a little, but I stopped. And I didn't, you know, I didn't want to get myself thrown out there. But I was mad. I was really mad. And, you know, Levon can attest to that I was mad.
Yeah.
And so we went to the good night out event, which was so much fun.
Yeah.
Haley, and Sabrina, and Lulu stopped by, and the mean, but we love Dr. Obrist stopped by, and then, and then it happened. The greatest thing of the weekend for me happened. Bradford and Kristen Stone walked in the room. And I'm like, you know, I did finally ask the question of Bradford about how, you know, they need to get back to him and Lulu's friendship because that was his first friend. And he was so sweet, so nice. As he was leaving, my heart was, like, breaking. And Leighton and I, you know, went out the door. We got to see Emmy again because we thought Emmy was leaving. We walked back in the door. There was Bradford. And people, my guy did not disappoint me. I got 2 hugs out of him. He was so sweet. I told him that Spinelli hadn't grieved for Jason as much as he stood up and he agreed with me. And I said that him and Carly and Sunny need to have a funeral for him. And he agreed with me there. So, you know, it was so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did you, and meeting Ellie and Sabrina was really nice. What did you guys, I mean, Leighton, what did you like about that event?
I really liked the total laid back, like, it was so laid back and chill. And it was so great because literally you're going crazy the entire weekend. Like, for me, on very few hours of sleep and a lot of coffee and a lot of adrenaline and just going crazy and just being in, like, a mass chaos environment, basically,
yeah,
for, like, the whole weekend. So to just go in there with, like, 50 other girls and women and just, like, chill out. And, oh, my God, they served this ice cream. And I, like, Bailey's Irish Cream on top of the ice cream. And I was like, I love you guys. Like, and they asked, like, are you old enough? And I'm like, yes. I know I look like I'm, like, 18, but, yes, I'm definitely old enough. I'm 27, and I know that's hard to believe looking at my face, but I'm totally 27. So that was really nice, like, to get that. And then they gave us cookies, too, which we didn't have a lot of because, hi, I'm on Weight Watchers. I can't have cookies. So except for the box of cookies, which I consumed that weekend, which made me lose, like, gain a whole pound the next week. So, yeah. But I had the Bailey's and the ice cream, and it was lovely, and it was so nice, and it's such a chill environment. Like, we literally just talk like girls. It was like a big slumber party with these girls from
Yeah,
Toronto.
It was nice.
So, like, the loveliest people.
It was nice because you could wear your PJs, and,
yep,
you know, we didn't get back until, like, 1:30 or 2, so it was nice.
Well, you
like
got
a,
back around 1. You got back around 1:30.
Yeah.
Before 1:30. I stayed out to, like, 2. And I'll tell you why. We should mention Kathleen Gaddy specifically came over to talk to us before she left, which was very nice and lovely of her. And we
oh,
love you, Kathleen.
I love her.
She's totally opposite of Dr. O. Like, she really is. She's the most lovely person. So I just love that she can play this, like, evil, delicious character on GH.
Yeah.
And be, like, totally opposite in real life. It's, like, awesome.
She's so sweet and nice.
She's great. And so we talked to her before she left. We talked to Emmy. And Emmy came back and made a return appearance even after leaving. She came back and met more fans and signed more autographs in line. While people were waiting for Ellie and Sabrina, she was, like, at the end of the line signing autographs and taking pictures of people and talking with fans. And she's just lovely. I love her. I hope that me and Carly both have her on our shows because she's just a lovely person. And I really hope people stop giving her crap for being a recast of Lulu because, honestly, I think she's doing a great job. So regardless of whether or not you think she's doing a great job, like, just be respectful. Like,
it's her job, and everyone needs a job, and she's doing the best she can. And I honestly think she's doing a great job. She may not be, like, you know, the best Lulu ever, because I know Julie Marie Berman was so loved, and I love Julie Marie Berman, and I think she was amazing, and I'm going to miss her on GH. But, like, I think we should just kind of come to the terms and accept the fact that Amy Ryland is in the role of Lulu now, and she's doing the best job she can. And if you don't like it, oh well. So, like, I just think she's great. And she's bringing a freshness to Dante and Lulu, because I honestly think they're boring. And I told her so. I'm like, they got really boring, to tell you the truth. And she's like, oh, yeah. I mean, it's not interesting to have a soap opera couple happy all the time. That is boring. So it was good to, like, go in there and freshen it up and have, like, Lulu, you know, lose her memory and everything. Because literally that couple was getting so boring to me. I was literally, like, not even watching their scenes because it was so boring. But Emmy goes in there, and she does a great job, and now I actually want to watch their scenes because I find them more interesting. But anyway, I could go on and on about that. But she's great, and I waited till 2 in the morning with my friend, Blythe. Hey, Blythe, if you're listening, love you. Blythe Adams on Twitter. She's an awesome photographer in person. She's like an amateur photographer. She's awesome. Me and her should team up if we ever go to GHSCW again. But she was broke, like all of us were after GH Fan Club weekend. And I told Emily when I met her, like, look, my friend's wife's outside, she's broke, she's going through some emotional stuff. If you can, when you're done, just, like, come outside and meet her and stuff. And so Emily came out and took a picture with Blythe, and I made sure that happened because I was like, this needs to happen. Like, I don't care what security says. Like, this is happening. So that was really nice of her to do that. So then I got back to the room at, like, 2 in the morning, ate a snack, and went to bed. And slept in the next day, which was wonderful.
And, you know, I love that, you know, Monday we really had it open, and, you know, we got to sleep in a little, but we got to go to Jerry's for breakfast, which is a good place. Again, and then they wanted to go check out Glee, McCoy Monty set thingy. And, you know, but the tribute was already gone, which was very disappointing.
Yeah. Because they already did the tribute, I think, a couple days ago or something, and I wasn't there for it, so I guess they did a tribute ceremony or whatever at Paramount, and once they did that, they got rid of all the stuff that the fans left in front of the studio gate, like flowers and pictures and candles and all that stuff. So I was bummed because I wanted to see it in real life and take pictures of it and whatnot. So that sucked, but it was fine. Carly's mom is awesome and drove through that and drove around the gate a couple times.
Yeah, and then we got to go back to the hotel and lay out by the pool, which was really nice. Just to lay out for a while, and this, you know, I know laying out is bad, but it was nice. And then we got to go to Jerry's for dinner again, which I was happy because I got my panini again. And the greatest thing about that, well, it was good, it was great, except because they had to be on their best behavior, because who, can we tell them who was at Jerry's the same time we are? Well,
I forgot about this whole thing, and we didn't know about this, but during Becky's event, there was two people who said they would pay $2,000 to have a dinner with Scott and Becky, and hi, do you have an extra $2,000? Because I certainly don't. So they were actually there at Jerry's with, like, 10 fans, which I'm jealous, super jealous, because I wish I had, like, been one of them, and I seriously would have paid a couple $100 to sit at that table. No kidding. So I went to the bathroom one time because I really did have to go to the bathroom, and their table was by the bathroom, and Becky acknowledged my presence and smiled at me, and thank you, Becky, for acknowledging my presence. So that's all I needed. That was nice. So they were there having their dinner with the fans, and yes, I'm super jealous of anybody who was a part of that. Super jealous. I do not have to.
Yeah, I mean, you're super jealous, because I wanted to go over with Scott Weeb, and my mom's like, no, we are not doing that. So then, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to the bathroom. But I was too nervous. I thought I might trip. So I didn't do it. But, you know, that was awesome. And, you know, yeah, giving them privacy was probably the right thing to do. But, you know, and then leaving on Tuesday, I just want to say that going back to the Burbank Airport, you know, maybe my partner in crime was a little sad. But the airport, I will say, is not nice, again, going back. And, you know, I feel more sorry for Lazon than, because, you know, she had to leave from Burbank and go to Phoenix and then home. So I feel more sorry for her than me because I just had a direct flight. But, you know, I would not want, you know.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. It's worth it because, honestly, if you drive going to the Burbank Airport to go to GH Fan Club weekend, it's closer to the hotel. I flew into LAX last year. It literally took like an hour and a half in traffic to drive from LAX to Studio City, the hotel. So it was just better convenience-wise to do it that way. So it was worth going through two airports, but, like,
and, you know, my thing is,
a lot traveling.
You know, a lot of people have been asking me, oh, if I'm going next year. I would love to say yes, but it's so much money, and, you know, yeah, if we found the perfect hotel, yeah, but I'm not staying there again.
Yeah.
You know, unless
yeah.
They want
to call us. If I ever do the fan club weekend, like, literally that hotel should call me and Carly's mom up and, like, give us five free nights, and I will go, and then I will get an official press person, whatever, because I really feel like I should be official next year, official press. And I will go with Blythe, my official photographer, and we will be a team, and we will go, and I will get into all the main and the past cast event for free or whatever, and go as official press. I'm sorry. I would pay for, like, one event only. That's all I would pay for, and I would try to get my free flight on Southwest again. That's the only way I would go is if, like, 75% was free. I'm serious, because it's super expensive to go. It's just an insane amount of money. It's just
and,
insane.
You know, I mean, I saw people bidding on so much and spending so much money, and, you know, I'm like, God, where are you getting all this money, and if you have it, give some of me. You know, so, I mean, by the grace of my parents, I was able to go, so, you know, I mean, I would love to go again, but, you know, it's more than $1,000 a weekend. It's probably close to $1,500 if you want to add everything up. And to do that every year, I think it's crazy.
Oh, my God. What? People go look at the new Vine video that Chad Duell just posted. It's so fucking funny. Anyway.
And did you want to tell people about your eBay stuff? Or?
Oh, yeah. I would love to tell people about my eBay stuff. Well, as you know, I've been tweeting about my eBay stuff. Thank you to @OldMeanLady who... She picked up the Liaison magazine that was the Baby Shocker cover with Sam, Jason, and Elizabeth on the cover. That was, like, from December of 2006. So congrats to her. She got it. So that's off the market, people. But I have a Janie Francis photo up there right now that's signed. And I have a autographed ABC Soaps and Deaths that was autographed by Tamara Braun, if you are interested. And then I'm going to there's quite a other few items that I'm in the process of putting up that I haven't yet. But one of them is the People magazine that is signed by a lot of people, including Ian Infinola, a lot of the past cast and the main cast. And then pretty much the same thing with the General Hospital 50th anniversary, big 11x14 cast photo. That's also signed by a lot of people. There's a few folds and creases in there, but it's generally in pretty good condition, and it has tons of signatures, including Jeannie Francis' signature on that one. So I will be putting that up soon, and I encourage you strongly to please bid on them because I'm broke. Thank you.
That's it.
But if people want to look on eBay, you can look, look up Pink CMK. It's PINK CMK18, and that's my screen name, and you can see all of my sales, all the stuff I have for sale under that screen name if you're interested. Yeah. Okay, that's it.
And if you don't bid on the stuff, you help causing a deal with.
Yeah, you don't want the wrath of Hurricane Carly, trust me. It can be pretty scary.
I mean, I just want you to get the best money for it. I think you deserve it. So, you know, unless people want to, like, you know, win the lottery for us and all that, then we will go next year, no problem.
Yeah. No, seriously, if you want to donate money in our honor to go to Fan Club Weekend, please, feel free, because it's very expensive. Seriously, no joke. Like, people, like, do not realize how much it is, and I did that campaign last year, and that's literally, you know, one of the many reasons why I did it, for other reasons that people know about, that don't judge me for it. You know, that's why I did it, and that's why I needed, like, $1,000, because it literally is a minimum of $1,000 weekend, because if you go to every single fan event, that's probably, like, $1,000 right there for all the fan events alone. So it's just, it's an insane amount of money. It really is.
And
for people who don't
have a job,
it's a lot.
If you want to bet on anything, really, you know,
it's an auction. Especially at Becky's event, they always try to get a smile, which is $250, which I love that they want to get all those smiles and everything, but I'm sorry. I don't have $250 or $2,000 or $1,000 to, like, bid on that stuff because, hi, I don't have an actual job. I'm just going to put it out there. I wish I got paid for my radio shows, but I don't. I do that out of the kindness of my heart, and I love people that listen to my show and everything, but I don't get paid for my show. Okay, so that sucks, and I'm kind of in that stage of life where I'm searching for my next career, so I don't have an actual job right now. I've had little jobs here and there, but literally, like, I don't have a job right now. So to go to Fan Club Weekend and not have a job, like, you're literally charging everything on your credit card and just hoping to God that your dad won't kill you or that God won't kill you or that you don't rack up a lot of debt. So that's what a lot of people do, is they just charge it on the credit card, and they just charge $5,000 or whatever it is. And I'm actually trying not to do that this month, which is really hard to not want to charge everything on your credit card. So, yeah, it's a really hard thing to do, people. Just saying. It's a super hard. I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Well, yeah, so, we have to wrap things up here in a minute because I promised my doctor, because my doctor wants my throat and my cough totally behave, and I will have a show next week, and so we're late on radio, and you know, so next week is funner than mine, so unless I get a nice guest, too. But But, you know, finally our dream, her dream of 4 years, and it looks like it's going to be a really fun show.
Yes, so finally getting Becky Herbst on was like a dream come true, and I'm very excited, and I'm going to confirm with her this week, and I really hope that you guys show up for it, obviously, because who wouldn't? It's Becky. So feel free to spread the word on our shows, and let me know. I know there's a lot of people in the past who have been like, well, if you ever get Becky on or Steve on, let me know. Okay. Please email me, liaisonradio@hotmail.com, and I will put you on my mailing list because I will send out a reminder email about the show. And if you specifically really want to get on with Becky, let me know your state that you're from, because it doesn't show up as your actual number like it does on Carly's show, because I use TalkShoe. So it shows up as, like, your state. So it'll show up as, like, Ohio, Montana, Nevada, whatever it is. So just let me know what state you're from. Sometimes it shows up as, like, Southern something. So if you're, like, in Southern California, which is usually where my special guests are from, it'll show up as Southern California. So just let me know where you're from and what your name is and what your question is and keep it appropriate. And I will do my best to put a list together of people that really, 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 like, you're dying to talk to Becky. And I will do the best I can. I can't promise anything, but I will put a list together, and hopefully we'll get a few callers on with Becky, and it'll be a good show. So,
yeah, so until next time, and Cecily, thank you so much for calling in, and we hope you will be back next week.
And keep following us on Twitter at Liaison Radio and at Daytime 6976.
Yep.
And that's it.
And have a good weekend, you guys. Bye.
Bye. Catch us on Twitter.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, Celia.